This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's been an active weekend for tornadoes. Several have done damage across the central U.S. Search and rescue efforts underway in Oklahoma, where one person has reportedly died. And NPR's Amy Held reports a tornado risk is not over yet.
Storms today are moving across Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri. Richard Thompson is lead forecaster for the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
There'll be some risk of tornadoes and damaging winds. I think it will be a step down from the previous 2 days.
Friday, tornadoes struck Iowa and Nebraska, wrecking hundreds of homes, including Stacy Rose in the Omaha area.
This was our forever home, and we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Federal assistance is on its way. Then last night, more tornadoes struck, doing damage, especially in Oklahoma, to buildings, roadways, and power lines. Thompson says this is an active time of year.
We are near peak severe weather climatology for the central southern plain.
Amy Held, NPR News.
In Tel Aviv last night, thousands gathered calling for a ceasefire with Hamas and the return of the remaining hostages. Ahiro Shahar Moore was among them. Hamas is holding one of his relatives.
Families of the hostages, we are gathered to call upon the cabinet members, get out of government if you can't secure a hostage deal now.
The protesters took to the streets after Hamas released a video that appears to show two Israeli hostages who've been held in Gaza since Hamas's attack on Israel more than 6 months ago. A ceasefire will be on the agenda when Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Amid the campus protests against the war in Gaza, the University of Southern California says it's hoping for a more reasonable response from students today before it's forced to take further action. Police swarmed the area last night after students returned to an encampment police dismantled last week. That led to the arrest Wednesday of more than 90 people. Washington University in St. Louis says 80 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested on campus last night. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says the U.S. is the only country that can stop Israel from attacking Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are taking refuge. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
The prospect of Israel launching an offensive on Rafah has been looming for weeks, prompting warnings from many countries, including Israel's most important ally, the US. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has essentially made a direct appeal to Washington to use its full influence over Israel to stop the operation. He was speaking at a meeting of the World Economic Forum in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, where the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is due to arrive later today. On his latest visit to the region, he'll hold talks with Mr. Abbas and other Arab leaders to discuss the situation in Gaza amid renewed momentum to secure a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
And you're listening to NPR News. Tesla founder Elon Musk is in China. He arrived there today as Chinese car makers are showing off their latest models of electric vehicles at the Beijing Auto Show. Musk met with China's premier, who's being quoted by state media as saying he hopes the U.S. will work more with China on what he called a win-win cooperation, citing Tesla's operations in China. Florida Republican Congressman Bill Posey is the latest lawmaker to announce his retirement. He says he'll leave Congress at the end of the year, joining a recent wave of lawmakers who decided to leave Capitol Hill. Reporters, politicians, and celebrities mixed it up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night, the event known to some as the Nerd Prom. NPR's Marie Andrusovich reports that speakers celebrated democracy and a free press while also roasting newsmakers.
President Biden took the podium for a relatively short set, poking fun at his own age, but also taking more than a few shots at presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost was the headliner. He also mentioned the president's advanced age more than once.
It's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake.
But Jost ended on a sentimental note, saying his late grandfather voted for Biden and calling the president a decent man. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters gathered outside the event in Washington, D.C., demonstrating against the war in Gaza and media coverage of the conflict. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.